And Paul's writing to the Hebrews in the 13th chapter, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which are ruled over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Lastly, St. Luke 24:39. Behold my hands and my feet, that is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit have not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. So, based on our thinking coming from Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. The base of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. We belong to and serve an unchanging God. We belong to and serve an unchanging God.
God is still blessing. The mixes of heartache and pain, God is still blessing. On that happy day when we got all joy in the best of our hearts, God is still blessing. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to give God a praise this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. He's worthy this morning. He is worthy this morning. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's all right to praise him this morning. Amen. Amen. We give God praise this morning for all of his goodness toward us. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. The Lord is truly worthy. We belong to and serve an unchanging God. Before any of us in here were created, God was already God. He was a blessing God. He was a loving God. And so we know that it is a joy to know God. And if you don't know him, you ought to get to know him. Because there's something about knowing that you got a savior, a redeemer, a keeper, a healer, a deliverer. Whatever you need, you can find it in God. And so we are thankful that he is and he does all that he does for us. By his grace and by his love, we are able to be here in this place one more time. We come this morning not to just say that we came to church, I hope, but just to give God worship and to praise him, to exalt and magnify his name, to inwardly let the Lord know, Lord, I'm so glad that you are yet still on my side. I give you praises for your sunshine. I give you praises for your rain. I thank you for waking me up this morning. We are blessed just to be in the number one more time. Somebody left this morning. But thank God. Thank God. And sometimes we find ourselves, we're so thankful to be on this side. But isn't it amazing to know that it's even better and sweeter on the other side? God has blessed us and showed us some things and gave us some things that want us to cling on to what we have right here. But we got to come to a place spiritually to where we know that even though we love being here, there is a better place. And in that other place, we don't have sickness. We don't have sorrow. We don't have to worry about paying bills, and we don't have to worry about our neighbor. We don't have to worry about our children, our grandchildren. And we don't have to worry about the enemy, because the enemy is still yet on his job. We belong to a great God. And that lets us know that we were fearfully and wonderfully made. He is our king. He is our shepherd. He is or should be our all in all. We are again assembled together as brothers and sisters in Christ to worship our God on this, another Lord's Day. David said, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In the midst of it all, we still got something to rejoice about. Even though sometimes it seems like we get so bogged down with our situations and circumstances, we fail to realize that our good days still outweigh our bad days. The joy of the Lord continues to be all that we need. Every day of our life, we need to know that we got God. We may have concerns about the things that are going on in the world today, but let us remember that God is still yet in control. Despite what it looks like, God is still God. We have those now that their testimony is that I don't look like what I've been through. And if that is a true testimony for you, then you got a whole lot to be thankful for. Then I'm encouraged, I'm inspired by those that I know that are going through, but yet you would never know it. They don't complain. They don't hold their head down. They continue to press toward the mark. And even though they are human just like us, they have their aches and their pains, but God continues to wake them up day by day. Somebody ought to be glad that God is on your side. We must praise him while we have a chance. Today we realize that we live in an ever-changing world. Things around us change from day to day. We have become so accustomed to change to a degree that, but as we well know, change is not easy. Many times it's not welcome. Some of us like to keep things the way that it used to be. And there's nothing wrong with the way that it used to be. But I believe that even in the changes, even though it seems like sometimes that it's better, sometimes it's worse. Every change is not a good change. Every change is not for everybody. We got to learn that we just can't stay stuck in a rut. Got to be able to have a mind and be optimistic to know that it can be better than what it is. We again can't allow anybody or anything to steal our joy. Sometimes change takes away an individual's joy. Well, we didn't used to do it like that. Things have changed. We're living in a time now where whether you want to get into technology or not, sometimes you don't have a choice. Haven't you seen on the commercials how they are sort of spotlighting senior citizens? Let them know that there are times where you're going to have to pick up that thing called a smartphone, a cell phone, a flip phone, or whatever it is that you choose to use. The landline is almost extinct. Many of us have changed our mindset. We used to leave home and we didn't care who called us or who was looking for us. Now we leave home, we got to make sure we got our connector. So just in case somebody want to get in touch, they're able to get in touch. But then even after all of that, after all that, how far we have come, we will see that there are times when that little thing that we are connected to, a lot of us have learned to ignore it. I can remember a time where I wouldn't miss no call. Oh, no. Keep the volume up. The vibrator on, keep looking at it. Make sure if the light come on, then I got a call. Time brings about a change. I found out that there's some conversations that are not so important that I got to talk to you right now. Am I talking to anybody in here? Don't think it's all just the young folk. Because we do have some elders that are very sappy on the phone. They know exactly what to do. And you better not mess with their telephone. Changes. There was a time that we as a community looked out for one another, prayed for one another, brought our forces together. And if you need it, and I got it, then we got it. And at the same time, that there were those that all about me, myself, and I. But we find that time brings such changes that you got to understand that you might not have everything that you want, but God has promised you everything you need. The changes in life let us know that we should not be so caught up on materialistic things. We got to learn that what God gives us, whatever we have, we ought to be thankful for it. There was a time when we worked hard trying to get everything that we could get. And now you have all of those things, and now you look at them and they are just things. Don't have the same meaning that they used to have. You don't want to deal with it anymore. You're glad that God blessed you. When you wanted it, you got it. And then when you think about it, after you get done with it, don't nobody else care nothing about it anyway. A lot of your personal treasures are going to be sold at a yard sale or given away to somebody that don't have no earthly idea the sentimental value that it might have to you. So if you got something that you love, you better love it while you can. Time is going to come when your mindset is going to change. What we want to dwell on today is knowing that one thing we can be confident in is that our God will never change. From the beginning of time, God has been and will be the same God. When he created the heavens and the earth, man and all there is therein, he has not changed. As we read the Bible, we find from the day that Adam was born to that boy, that girl that is being born today, it is all by the power of the same God. We know that it is in him that we live and move and have our being. So our very existence is because of who God is. Through time, he is God. So always know that from every generation, when we talk about who we are and where we come from and what we'd like to do, when we talk about our ancestors and how they prayed for us and how they worked so hard and how they had so much strength to hold on and to take the things that they had to go through. We sit around and we talk about what we would or would not do, but you don't never know what you might find yourself having to do. The very one that you said that you wasn't going to never speak to no more might be the one that give you a drink of water or a cracker off the table. Never get to a place where you feel like, I just don't need nobody. I got my own money. I got my own house. I got my own car, so I don't need nobody. But there might be a time when things change in your life. I don't have to ask the question, have anything changed? Because all of us know that from birth until where we are right now, our lives, our bodies, our minds, our eyes, our hair, everything has changed. I remember, and I'm looking for that day when I can get my pep back in my step. All right. But until the pep come back, I'm going to drag it if I got to drag it. I'm going to pull it along if I got to put it along. Anybody know what I'm talking about? How many of you know you can't bounce up off the chair like you used to? Get up too quick and you get dizzy. Time bring about changes. We used to turn over and bounce out the bed. Now we crawl or roll over out of the bed. Talking to anybody in here? Thing about some changes, you get accustomed to it. You realize that this is the new way of life. How many times have we heard individuals say, the things I used to do, if we say I don't do no more, but for some of us, can't do no more. But after a while, your mindset accepts that change, that you are not as fast as you used to be. Your mindset accepts the change that I can't go everywhere I want to go, but I'll do what I can while I can. God is an awesome God. In the same way that our ancestors prayed and talked to him, we pray to the same God. If you got up this morning and you said, Lord, I want to thank you, your grandma talked to that same God. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Malachi 3:6 said, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. This prophet speaks of the coming of John the Baptist as being the messenger to pave the way for the Messiah. He lets us know that even then that judgment would come. And people need to be purified. His coming may be delayed, but when he comes, it would be suddenly and unexpected. God lets them know that he will not change. His attitude would not alter his feelings towards sin and judgment. So the sons of Jacob are not consumed. Reason being is because we serve a merciful God. Reason being is because no matter what we are going through, no matter what is going on in this sinful nation, God realizes that I'm going to still allow somebody to stand the test of time. I'm going to allow somebody to believe that God will make a difference in their very life. God is unchangeable, his guarantee of his grace, so that we got to understand that he could completely destroy us even right now. But I'm so glad he's a merciful God. That's why even today we should be thankful for God's mercy and for all of God's grace. Within the Holy Trinity, we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And all as being as just one. Knowing that when we serve God, God is the one that we can depend on. As believers and as Christians, instead of worrying about our earthly possessions, we ought to be thankful for who God is and for what God does. When Paul writes to the Hebrews and he allowed them to know that we got to allow our brotherly love to continue. He said, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Be careful who you close the door in their face. Be careful who you are rude to. Be careful when you have respect to persons, and some people you treat like somebody and some folk you treat like they're nobody. God wants us to treat everybody like he would treat us. He said, I love you, and because I love you, you ought to love one another. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Are there those of us in here this morning that ever use that as a testimony? That my God would never leave me. My God is there when I didn't even know that he was there. He was still right there. The Bible declares so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow considering the end of their conversation. When I look at the scripture, and we say it a lot of times, Jesus Christ is saying today, yesterday, and forever. It is good to be able to say that my God is an unchanging God. It's good to know that the God that we serve, he is a God that is worthy of all of our praises. He is a God that all we got to do is trust and depend in on his holy words. We got to realize that his presence and his provision is all that we need. I remember somebody said, as long as I got Jesus, I got everything that I need. We don't have to fear what man could do unto us, but we must live to please the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Know that our relationship with him should assure us that God will be there. He'll be there in the morning. He'll be there in the midnight hour. His purposes have never changed. He is always the same. His goals and his desires for us are the same. It is the Lord's desire that we all should be saved. It is the Lord's desire that we will love one another. It is the Lord's desire that we will hold on to his unchanging hand. It is not good to know that God we knew yesterday is still the same God today. As we walk on our Christian journey, as we go along the earth and we go from this place unto the other, I thank God for being the God that he is. Don't you know that the Bible declared that the word became flesh and dwelt among us upon the earth? And so when I think about our Lord and Savior walking upon the earth, there are many that said that he was the Messiah. There are many that said that they loved the Lord, but then there are many that denied him. There are many that turned their backs on him. There are many that said, crucify him. After all that the Lord God has done for us, we ought to have a mind to treat God like he is somebody. Many of us have turned our backs on God, but I'm so glad that I have a God that I can depend on this morning. A God that loved me from inside out. A God that has done everything that I need him to do. A God that stands with us even right now. I'm so glad this morning to know when I call on the name of Jesus, all I got to do is meditate and think about who he is. I want to thank my God this morning for bringing us all a mighty long way. For I'm so glad this morning that when God came and dwelt among us in the flesh, he wasn't here but 33 years. And the Bible declared that he went to Calvary. I'm so glad that he stayed on the cross and he died and they put him down in the tomb. But early on that third Sunday morning, he got up with all power. All power was in his hand. I want to let you know this morning, when Jesus got up out the grave, his physical body was the same as it was when he was buried in the grave. And that's why I trust the power of a loving God. God got up with all power. When I look here at the word of God, the Bible declared that they rose up the same hour. They returned to Jerusalem and found that the 11 gathered together. They realized that they walked up and down the road. They talked about how the Lord had got up out the grave, saying the Lord is risen indeed. He appeared unto Simon. And I want to let you know that the thing that he said along the way, we got to know that the breaking of the bread, as they thus spake, Jesus said unto himself, he said, in the midst of them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, supposing that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? Why do you have thoughts in your mind? Behold my hands. I want you to look at my feet. This is me, myself. Handle me. touch me. For a spirit have not the flesh and blood as you see me have. In other words, I am the same man that you put down in the grave. I got up out of the grave. I got out with all power in my hand. I trust the power of a loving God. I know that my God is a mighty good God. So the Lord said, give me some food to eat. Not that he need nourishment, but just to show the power of the Lord. Hey, I want to let you know this morning that the same God that stood with Moses, the same God that stood with Abraham, he stands with us right now. And I want to let you know that Jesus can continue to walk with us. Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. So it's good to know him for yourself. It's good to know who you belong to. I belong to a mighty God. And the God that I belong to, he's the same God from the very time that I accepted him. He has not changed. The same God that was there at your birth. The same God that was there as a toddler. The same God that was there when I had trouble. The same God that was in the hospital room. The same God that is with us right now. I'm so glad that God has all power. I'm so glad that God can give you your inner strength. And God will do. God will do exactly what you need him to do. He is the same God when we need him. And when it seems like we're just not going to make it. The same God, the creator of the ends of the earth, is yet still with us. God will renew our strength in him. For can't nobody do us like he does. We belong and we serve an unchanging God. And whether you want him to be your God or not, he's still going to be God. But for those that say that I'm going to be your child, I'm going to be your servant, we understand and we know now that as long as we got God, he will be everything that we need. Whew. He is awesome in what he does, who he is. He is a God this morning that will never fail you. If you don't need or know nobody else, you're going to need the Lord. I don't know about you, but I need him every day. Back when we were young and we were crazy, we needed him even the more. But he is yet still by our side. I'm so glad this morning that if you put your trust in him, you may not be able to do all that you want to. But as long as he allows you to yet still have breath in your body, you can trust in him and know that he will be all that you need him to be this morning. Day by day, we have learned to take it one day at a time. One day you're up, sometimes the same day you're down. But we serve a mighty God this morning, a God that is able to do what no one else can do. For he says, I am the Lord, I change not. Jesus Christ, the same today, yesterday, and forever. If God blesses us to wake up in the morning, we'll see the same sun that he put in the sky things that God made. Things that God wants us to be aware of. He would bring it to our remembrance. And so as God speaks to us this morning, we just hope that you would take that message with you. The things around you may change. People may change. But God is unchanging. He will forever be your God.